This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, this is going to be a different one this week, guys, because guess what? It's just me. That's right. The show has vastly improved, hasn't it? Just in these few seconds right here. Coach Stan, unfortunately, he won't be able to join us this week. We couldn't really, you know, get our schedules to work out correctly. Coach Stan's got, you know, like work and family and stuff, and he's all busy doing that and taking care of that. And this is the night I'm free, and I'm like, I'm not free that night. So we decided that over the next 2 weeks, we each are going to do a solo show. So if you like Coach Stan, you got to wait till next week to hear him. And if you like me, you know, don't unsubscribe, but you're just going to have Coach Stan next week. But anyway, I'm here to talk about the Washington Capitals, my favorite hockey team. And they've been on a roll. It's been great. I guess Coach Stan and I should really, like, badmouth them more, because last episode we were kind of talking about how they weren't looking great and they were going to OT a lot but not being able to win in OT, and there was still a lot of question marks going on and players are not doing well and blah, 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 blah. And then I guess the Capitals heard us, realized, hey, we got to step it up a little bit. That's the power of the podcast. That's right, the power of the podcast. Since we talked last, the Caps won all three of their games, but if you tack on the game against Buffalo last Monday on the 8th, it's four games in a row that they have won. That's what you want to see from these guys. That's some momentum, because the next four games are over on the West Coast. The Capitals left today on the 15th and flew out there, kind of get acclimated to the time change. It's going to be a different one. First game, all these games are at, you know, 10 o'clock at night, except for the one in Seattle. But that's what you want to do. You want to head out west. That's a long stretch of time. It's going to affect your body and everything like that. But if you're going on a high of four games and a win and a complete shellacking of your rival, the Pittsburgh Penguins, that's a big deal. The Caps seem to have awakened a little bit this past week, which was absolutely great. We love to see that. It's not just Alex Ovechkin being the guy that's scoring. That's a really good sign. Lars Eller, who I specifically brought up last week, he kind of woke up a little bit. He's actually done really well this past week. That's what you want to see. You need all four lines rolling, especially when you make it to the playoffs. So you need more than just Alex Ovechkin or Yevgeny Kuznetsov scoring. You need guys like Garnet Hathaway. You need guys like Lars Eller. You need guys like Daniel Sprong to be coming out and playing their best games. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that this week. These guys kind of woke up. They're doing really well. And Columbus, you know, they're not doing the greatest right now, but they're still a team in our division. So that was a big game. You know, the Pittsburgh Penguins always bring it when they're up against the Capitals. Capitals are the same way, and we saw that on Sunday. But the Caps were able to get out of there with a 6-1 win. But we have guys like Yevgeny Kuznetsov, Tom Wilson, both scoring goals against the Penguins. We love to see that. Connor Sheary, Daniel Sprong doing their thing. That was absolutely fantastic. Alex Ovechkin being an assist guy now with Backe out, being an assist guy, giving the puck over to Hathaway, and he's able to get a goal. That was quite a beauty, wasn't it? That was a beauty of a shot that we love to see. So it seems as if the Caps, they kind of had a late start of what they were planning to do this year or trying to get acclimated to each other. Because, again, this team is in flux. I mean, we have so much money sitting on the bench right now. We have yet to see any of Nick Backstrom on the ice. I think he's kind of practiced on his own at MedStar Capital Iceplex, and he hasn't joined the team yet, so we haven't seen anything from him. Nick Dowd is still out. He's nursing an injury. He's been on injury reserve. TJ Oshie, he's still in a walking boot, although those two guys are traveling. with the team to California, to the West Coast. Which, by the way, have you guys heard the new Churches album? So good. They have a song on there called California. That's my favorite track of the album. Absolutely fantastic. But it's good that we have guys like TJ Oshie and Nick Dowd traveling with the team. We could potentially see them in a game coming up. And we'd love to have them back in the lineup. Maybe San Jose, you might see them. That's the game on Saturday. You probably won't see them. I can't imagine them being in the Anaheim or LA game. But maybe San Jose and Seattle, maybe potentially could see them. Or maybe Oshie just is looking for a free ride to head back home. And he wants to be at that Kraken game up in the press box to see what it's like to have hockey in Washington State, NHL hockey, I should say, in Washington State. Maybe that's what he's really into. I bet that's what it is. He just wants that free plane ride. But it's good to have those guys on the trip, especially because there are so many young Hershey Bears that are coming along with the team, playing really well in the lineup. But like we said, TJ Oshie's kind of been the guy to put these players underneath his wing. Without him there, they're still flourishing. But, you know, we definitely want to see Teacher Oshie with the young kids. But the young guys are looking great. I mean, absolutely fantastic. Axel Janssen Fialbi, he's really showing up, and he's showing everybody what he can do. We have Connor McMichael, who's been here all year, centering that third line, doing really well, really getting his skating legs underneath him. Every game he plays, I think he looks a little bit more confident. So he's going to be a guy that I really think is going to bring a lot to this team. And when a guy like Henrik Lapierre gets back in the lineup next year, I think the two of them can really be like the new faces of the franchise. I really thought that was going to be Jacob Verana, but like he's in Detroit right now. But we have those guys. We have Protas here as well. Brett Leeson on the fourth line. Those guys are playing really well. Axel Janssen Fialbi. My girlfriend and I were watching the game against the Penguins, and we just kept commenting how fast Axel looks. Fast. I mean, he's just flying down the ice, which is absolutely crazy. He's just, I can't get over his speed. I mean, you want that. That's one thing that we have said the last couple of years, is how old this team is and how slow they were and how tired they got up against the Bruins last year in the playoffs. Axel, though, he is just flying. He's gliding on the ice. He's flying down the rink, and that's what you want to see. I absolutely love seeing that from him. So let's see what else he can do. But, man, loving what I'm seeing from Axel Janssen Fialbi. And that's a big question, too. Like, when these guys do get better and they are back in the lineup, who do you send back down? Yeah, there was another Hershey that was brought up today. That was Garrett Pylon. I hope I'm saying his last name right. They brought him in for that West Coast road trip, and he fills out the roster, the 23-man roster for the Capitals. Before, the Capitals didn't have that spot filled, and they were just playing with everybody that they had. Now with him here, he's going to be an extra forward for this road trip, so if somebody were to go down on this road trip, they already have somebody with them. So very smart from the coaching staff. If you're going on a road trip like that, you know Hershey's not too far away from Washington. It is, however, very far away from L.A. So it's a good idea to bring him along. And maybe he'll get some game time. Maybe. And man, we should. I got to bring up Zach Fucale, who had a stunner of a debut last week. Vitek Vanacek, we know he went down. And I brought up last week, Coach Dan's like, I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen, what game this guy's going to play if he has to. And I was like, I think he's going to play. And if I was a betting man, I'd bet that he starts against Detroit. And sure enough, Fucale got the call. He was up against the Detroit Red Wings on Thursday night of last week. What a showing he had. He's been a journeyman in the ECHL and the AHL, up and down different leagues, or different teams, I should say, in those leagues for 8 years. He's been with the Capitals organization for a couple now, but they brought him up. Apparently, he really impressed. Vitek was hurt, and here he was. He was finally getting his NHL start. His parents drove down from Montreal to Detroit. They got to watch it in the stands, which, if you notice Dad's shirt, when they cut to him, he was wearing his Hershey Bears gear. So that was really cool to see. And Fucali came in. He's the first Capital in Caps history to debut and get a shutout for his goalie, I should say, to do that. So the dude has some major skills. I loved what I saw from him. Unfortunately for him, he's back down in the minors, but I'm sure the Capitals won't be afraid to bring him back up when needed. If you listen to Caps This Morning with John Walt and Ben Raby, great podcast. Listen to them as well as us. They brought up the fact that, you know, a couple years ago, if you remember, in the Adam Oates era, they had three goalies here for a good chunk of that season. Braden Holtby was here. Who else? It was Philip Grubauer was a part of that as well. And Michael Neuwirth. And it was kind of like a three-headed monster. And it said, you know, it didn't really help anyone. You do want a competition for the role, but you don't want to be so tense that things don't go in your favor and that guys kind of get burned out fighting for a spot. So he went back down. Obviously, I have made it no I haven't been hiding that Vitek is the guy I like of Vitek and Sammy. I think you can trust Vitek a little bit more. But can these guys stay healthy is a big concern of mine. But Coach Dan even said it. I mean, he's not on the show right now, but Coach Dan tweeted out, maybe it'll be good for Sammy to get some games down in Hershey. I don't know if they can do that unless it's like a rehab stint or to kind of work some rust off after an injury. I don't think that he can go down to Hershey whenever they feel like putting him there. But Sammy's definitely, of the three guys, Sammy's looked a little bit more shaken than the other two. I mean, Fucali's only gotten one game in his system, and as you know, of course he's going to play really well. This is what he's been working for his entire life. But I think Vitek is the guy that Coach Laviolette trusts right now. I mean, he did 6-1. He let one goal pass against the Penguins. That's definitely a big showing for Vitek. I like Vitek a lot. So I think going forward, you're going to see Vitek more often than not. But like these games coming up, Anaheim, LA, you see the Kings are dead last right now in their division. The Ducks are number two. I mean, it's still very early in the season. So, I mean, there's not a lot separating those teams. But just judging from that, you see the Kraken's dead last in the Pacific Division. I didn't realize that. Woof. You got the Ducks, the Kings, the Sharks, Kraken. The Ducks are really the only team here that is doing okay in the standings for the Western Division. Holy cow. So the Capitals really should be able to come home from the West. I mean, they should be able to win all of these games. Ducks will probably give them the most trouble. So if I was a betting man, I would say Vitek gets the start on Tuesday up against the Ducks. We see Sammy in L.A. The next night on the 17th. Let's see Vitek in San Jose and then Sammy against the Kraken. If I were a betting man, I think they would go, you know, back and forth for this road trip. That's the situation we have right now in goal, though. That's I think you're going to see that all year, too. I said it on past shows. I think that you're going to see that back and forth each time around. But it seems as if Sammy is getting the teams that sort of have a weaker standing in their divisions. He's getting, I don't want to say easier teams, because God knows I would not be able to do a thing against any of these people. I would just forfeit immediately. But that's what we're seeing. I think Vitek, you're going to see Vitek against the Ducks and against the Sharks. If I were a betting man, that's what I would have to say. I'm very concerned about health-wise what both these guys can do. Can they stay healthy? But only time will tell. Also, I have to bring up the fact this past week that the Capitals re-signed Nick Dowd to a three-year extension worth $1.3 million annually. That's a big price hike for this guy, Nick Dowd. He's played very, very well. He was making only $750,000 on his current salary, and he's done really well outperforming that salary. So the Capitals were able to bump him up, $3.9 million extension for 3 years, again, 1.3 annually. He's done absolutely great. He is the best faceoff man for this team. He reminds me of Jay Beagle in a lot of ways. He's great at the PK. We love seeing him in the PK. He is a little beat up. As we said, he's on the IR. Unfortunately, he's had to miss a bunch of games. He's had two lower body injuries, but obviously the Capitals think that this guy has some staying power and that the injuries are not something that they're going to have to worry about by giving him this three-year deal. I like Nick Dowd a lot. I think that having him re-sign this early on as well is very smart. Doesn't have to worry about it the rest of the year. He can focus on his game at hand. And I like what we're seeing from him. So very smart for what the Capitals are doing. He's a veteran as well. He plays a rough game. 100%. He plays a very rough game. So it's good to reward a guy like that. And in other news for this week, Alex Ovechkin, he was the NHL first star of the week. He recorded 8 points in 4 games last week. You gotta love that. He scored 2 goals last week, and he got past Brett Hull for 4th on the NHL's all-time goal list. He now has the 2nd most goals and 3rd most points in the league. So Alex Ovechkin looks like he is not slowing down anytime soon. How long has Ovi been in this organization? I'm still kind of speechless that he's able to do all this at his age. He's just, it's insane of how great he is, honestly. And I saw an article earlier this week, and it pretty much said it's not if he breaks Gretzky's record, it's when. I don't know how he doesn't. I really don't. Ovi is, he's still just an insane player. He's so good. I'm so happy. I'm so happy he's a Capital player. But he's just doing everything that you want your captain to do. It's amazing. At his age, what he's been able to accomplish makes me look terrible, is what he's doing. Let's see, to wrap it up, we talked about Alex Ovechkin, we talked about TJ Oshie potentially coming back or just getting that free plane ride. Here's another thing. You know, I was looking this up, seeing if I could get some information about this. So the Caps are going out west. Do you guys realize the last time the Capitals were out west, it was in Vegas on February 17th, 2020? February 17th, 2020. I mean, the world was an entirely different place when that happened. This was pre-COVID. This was pre-pandemic. This was pre-shutdown. We were probably watching that game, everybody, thinking like, oh, you know, the Caps, you know, they're getting ready for the postseason, and they got to get these points, that points. Nowhere did anybody think, oh, and next month, within the next 2-3 weeks, the world's going to stop. It's just crazy. No one had any idea what coronavirus or COVID-19 was at that point. Very, very odd thing to think about. So this is their first time. I wonder if that's going to be a factor in these games coming up. This is the first time these guys have really flown as a team for that stretch of time or been on that much of a road trip that far away from home. I wonder if that's been weird for everybody around the league. It has to be, because the last season you were kind of staying somewhat close. We were in the Mass Mutual East Division last year, going up against Boston and Buffalo and Philadelphia, 8 times New Jersey Devils, 8 times for a series. That could be a big factor. I didn't really think about that until just now. These guys are playing a full 82-game season. They're traveling all over the place, and they get to go to Seattle for the first time ever for this team. That's going to be an interesting one to watch to see how they're doing, even though the Kraken are in last place. I don't know if this is going to be like another Capitals Golden Knights Stanley Cup final like we saw in 2018. But the world was a totally different place. This team was a different team. Todd Reardon was the coach at that time. Ovi was going for... he was trying to reach 700 goals at that point last time they were out west on February 17th, 2020. Wow. How much is all of our lives
changed. Right? Everything changed. Let's see, we talked about that. We talked about the young guys. We talked about the goalie situation. I kind of think that's all I can yammer about right now. I know this is a bit of a shorty, but the fact that I've gotten this far along all by myself, I'm kind of proud of myself for being able to do that. Usually I have some witty banter, and then Coach Dan says, well, what Coach Dan says. So, hey, I think that's pretty much it for the show this week. I'm not going to go into the Hershey Bear stuff or around the NHL. That's more of Coach Dan's thing. Let me see if there's anything about World Juniors or about USA Hockey. I love talking about that stuff. So let me see what I can find here before we get out of here. Coach Dan handles the minor league and NHL stuff. I do more of the international hockey. That's what I'm into. Oh, we do. We do have a little bit of news. So in international hockey, let's talk a little bit about this. The Beijing 2022 groups for women's ice hockey have been finalized. In Group A, it will be the USA, Canada, Finland, the Russian Olympic athletes, and Switzerland. And in Group B, it will be Japan, the Czech Republic, Sweden, Denmark, and China. So that is pretty cool. They're getting ready for the Olympics. I'm going to share that on the What the Puck podcast page. But Group A, you've got the U.S. versus Canada. You know they're going to clash plenty up at the Olympics. I think that's going to be your gold medal game. I mean, we can hope. The Olympic Women's Ice Hockey Tournament will be played in Beijing from February 3rd to the 17th, 2022. The Men's Ice Hockey Tournament will be from February 9th to February 20th, 2022. And I think that's the show, everybody. Hope you don't mind us doing these solo shows every now and again. Hoping we're keeping you guys entertained, or at least talking a little bit of Capitals. Hope my voice isn't too annoying for anybody out there. But let's go over the games until we talk again. On Tuesday, November 16th, the Capitals will be up against Anaheim, taking on the Ducks. That game is at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch that locally on NBC Sports Washington. Then the very next night, November 17th, the Capitals travel to L.A., to Hollywood, up against the Kings. That game's at 10:30. You can see that on NBC Sports Washington. You think Pat Sajak will be at that game? That's his two teams. Very, very potential right there. Then on Saturday, November 20th, the Capitals will be up against the San Jose Sharks. That's a 10:30 start, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. Then another back-to-back. Two back-to-backs out west. Woof! Man, does that one suck. Up against the Seattle Kraken. That game is at 9 o'clock, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. Man, I did not realize two back-to-backs, back-to-back. Wow, that is a rough schedule. I think the Capitals can get it done, though. I think they can come back 4-0. Let's turn this four-game winning streak into an eight-game winning streak. That's what I'd like to see. Anaheim could give them some trouble, but I think that they should be able to come out 4-0 on this road trip. Let's hope I'm right. Coach Dan would probably be like, well, 2-2. But whatever. We're going to go with 4-0. That's what I want to see from the boys. Follow me over on Twitter at BrandoCash. Tell me how much you hated this show of me by myself. No, I'm kidding. Don't. That's really going to hurt my ego. Don't say that. But also go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. That is our Facebook, right? Coach Dan usually handles this. Yeah. Facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. And I'm always trying to share some kind of news or information about the hockey world over on our Facebook page. And I put the show up as well as a video. So if you are still having issues with Apple Podcasts, you can listen to the show straight from Facebook. Post the show there. I don't know what's going on with the podcast app on there, because it has our feed, says it's published, but whenever I go on my phone to the little podcast tab, it just says it's nothing. It's just blank. So I don't understand why, but believe me, it's there, and I'm doing everything in my power to have it there, and it should be on Apple as well, but it just isn't. So I really don't know what to do, everybody. that's all I can do is just kind of hope for the best. So that's it for the show this week. Write us an Apple Podcast review. Let everybody know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok. Anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.